Blog Talk Radio.
Like, I'm up to do it right, 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 right,
Welcome to African Conversations. Today we have with us Dr. Scott Whitaker. He's the founder of the Holistic Health Institute Incorporated, a nonprofit organization dedicated to the prevention of disease. He's a board-certified naturopathic doctor with over 20 years' experience in herbology, iridology, and homeopathy. He is most widely known for his best-selling groundbreaking book, Medicine. Medicine chronicles the sins of the allopathic medical establishment industry from its origins to our present era. Welcome to African Conversations, Dr. Whitaker.
Hey, it's an honor and pleasure to be back. Thank you.
Yes, can you tell us more about your researches and explorations in Eastern Africa, please?
Well, I've been helping the people here and also... fighting against what I'm seeing is deliberate genocide against people of this area through vaccinations and through the genetic foods that they are constantly importing into the countries. I take a walk down the aisle inside the stores, and every single thing that's packaged either has genetic soy in it, genetic corn. Everything is. It's almost boxed. If you don't find a farmer or a so-called person who grows their foods and find it like a farmer's market, you'll really be in trouble out here.
Really? I was watching a program on the Travel Network. I think that's Andrew Zimmern, and I didn't know that they didn't highlight that part. Of course. That they're affecting the agricultural life that severely.
Mm. Oh yeah, Monsanto has their hands in everybody's backyard, and the goal, of course, is to only use their seeds, which are genetic, and foods that it produces, from that. It's creating multiple disease issues within the body, weakened immune systems, and people just have no protection coming from the foods now, and they run to the white coat for vaccination.
Wow. I was under the impression from some years back that we were making a lot of headway with, proselytizing people about the dangers of vaccinations, because, I've been hearing years ago how Dr. Boyd Graves or Turner Graves research and exposing AIDS as a American manufactured disease, and how people were avoiding the vaccinations in the WHO, and here it sounds like they've overcome that obstacle in the event of Dr. Gray's death.
Yeah, the WHO, which is the World Homicide Organization, is and funded by Bill Gates Foundation. Promote massive vaccination within the continent of Africa. And you got to realize that the people are, in some ways, they're like us in terms of the brainwashing with the media. If you're not conscious of, what the media is doing, you'll get caught up into that mix or that matrix, and you think that foods coming from America are supposed to be safe, or that they're they're there to be beneficial for you, and it's the opposite. So they get tricked into thinking that this vaccine is good for me. The white coat said it. The white man said it. America's doing it, so it's all right.
Yeah, I remember when I was I stumbled across some information about Haile Selassie, the emperor. The pure majesty of Ethiopia. he had his health minister to go study medicine in England. And I remember thinking, why would he do that? Ethiopia, you know,
right.
It's the oldest, in the world, continuous indigenous population operated civilization that, you know, has high culture, you know. And
right.
Why would they go to England, you know? I thought that's strange. And now you can see how the European health death approach to sick or care or whatever would become to be considered valuable, beneficial, and that sort of thing instead of their valuing their own. And here we're talking about 50 years later, you know, they're taking vaccines.
Yeah. You'll find if a culture or a region has had any contact with Western ideas, they will immediately almost denounce their inhabitable area, things they've been having there for thousands of years and using medicine men and so forth, and drop it immediately for the white coat and the vaccinations.
Man, well, I mean, what kind of propaganda machine must they still have in place? Because Haile Selassie was deposed in the 60s or 70s. I don't know exactly.
That media is vicious. The greatest import for America is media. And, the export is media. And it's man, talking about devastating. I really believe that, the whole world has been affected by Western idea, Western thought. This paradigm, this model of the medical system, it's just phenomenal. Amazing.
It is. You know, I mean, I didn't realize it had become that powerful. I didn't realize that people were actually paying that close attention to American media, media to that level. Matter of fact, something I hadn't mentioned to bring up that you just triggered into my memory was about the Ethiopian women in Israel who were forced sterilized. I shared that article from Reuters several months ago. And now, recently it's been published.
The Palacios.
Yeah, the Palacios, right. Right. That's the same word. Right.
In Palestine, and they just as racist as the American white man, and it's no different. They will bring them over there just to do the labor, basically trash boys, tea boys, and the women basically are made, and that's how they think about them. So,
right.
Sterilize them. I can see that. I can see that, you know, part of the genocidal, just like the Planned Parenthood type of situation, eugenics programs, anything to do with the depopulation, they on top of it.
Right. And it's like we aren't taking this whole depopulation idea seriously as we should, as a global African community. Have not been able to do that. And most recent news I posted was they have plans to build or probably already started, some multi-million-dollar prison concentration camp complex, especially for Africans in Palestine.
I wouldn't doubt it. The prison industrial complex, springing them up all over, of course, America. And I'm sure the other nations of the world, their private money will be setting theirs up also to lock up their so-called misfits. So
right.
The military-industrial complex is real. The prison-industrial complex is real. And this medical-industrial complex is real. Them three right there. Doing severe damage on humanity.
Yes, right. It's it's like as though they've been able to do all this, build this entire system right in our faces, and we have decided to pretend that it does not exist. And
right.
That's, you know, as I mean, people like us, like we, you know, we've been, you know, talking about these issues for, you know, decades. At least I know for you it's been over two decades. For me it's been roughly one. And so, you know, I think we're making a lot more headway. We just need to get people to become more active and more hungry for this kind of like you know, studying the books that you've written in the articles that you write, you know, really studying the lectures so that they can start incorporating, assimilating the information into, you know, how they live, to purchase things that they buy, start growing more food from heirloom seeds, start adopting more folk traditional healing remedies and instead of going to the allopathic medical butcher to receive treatment.
Right, right. Yeah, the awakening is happening, and I think when the American population goes at full force, it will cause a domino effect worldwide, since, you know, most of the people watch so much American TV. So we got to keep doing our part, doing our fighting and struggling and exposing these demons for who they are, and then at the same time offering solutions.
Exactly. You know, I would like to see that more African people in the diaspora community begin to actually network, start working closer together to, you know, disseminate knowledge information. Like, you know, you're over in East Africa, you know, you're from the States, you know, you're informing us, you know, about what's going on over there, and you're also informing them what's been going on from over here. Because
right.
They don't know the source of the things that they're taking, and you're there to inform them, to educate them on the truth about, you know, what's going on. They know, you know, you're from America, and they may not. I hope that they're not as prejudiced toward, in favor of European media against, you know, the truth from an African, from the Americas.
What I've noticed is that they know very little about us in terms of our history.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have to, like, really, like, use, you know, the big names, Muhammad Ali, Malcolm, or a king, maybe. And that may be just who all they know or heard of. So,
right.
You know, thank God for a YouTube. Now I'm having classes where I show police brutality. You know, I'm showing how America's a hypocrite, how they're killing people. They think America has no racism.
Wow.
Think it's perfect little place. That's why they want to come there. You know, the image.
That's why, now it's coming to me now, why Obama would not appear at the UN summit on racism. Why is he not going to go? Because I thought every black American would feel offended. To my chagrin, they were not. And then, you know, now you inform me, the psych warfare marketing strategy was to pretend like, why should he go? Because it does not exist in states. Because if he did show up, he's a Kenyan, then he would have to talk about racism in America.
Yeah, they I had that book with me called Without Sanctuary, you know, showing all the hangings.
Right.
From our 100 year history.
Mm-hmm.
And they jaws drop when I bring that and show the pictures. I say, this is your America that you love so much, you know. You know, we got to educate at home with our brothers and sisters that's still in the matrix, and then when you go outside of the country, you still got to educate, because they definitely in the matrix.
Right. Now, the latest news to hit the Japanese Fukushima earthquake that happened and had some type of a nuclear reactor that might have some fallout going on. That's expected to be arriving here in the States, or maybe have already arrived. Do you, have you heard anything about that that you can share with us?
Yeah, that was a man-made disaster to offset the Japanese from using nuclear energy because they want everybody on oil. So, and of course, by damaging their reactor, you release radiation to the atmosphere. It's just like when I speak on depleted uranium from warheads, from missiles being shot by U.S. warships when they're shooting in Iraq and Afghanistan. I said the tips of those missiles have uranium in it, and as soon as they hit the ground and explode, it goes right into the air and goes into the wind cycles and travels throughout the whole world. I said, and then five, I said, what is it, 2002 or 2003, I said, give it 10 years and you're going to see the incidence of lung cancers and kidney failure increase almost 100%. So, protection from radiation, number one, you need things that's high in iodine, which would be kelp, which would be the herb black walnut, which would be Irish moss, you know, your seaweeds, a different kind of seaweeds out there, and that's it. You have to protect the body at all costs. You know, from the chemtrails they're spraying, now you got radiation at a higher level in the atmosphere. The genetic foods. I mean, the foods are changing almost every week. It's almost to a point, you know, if you're not growing it, like I say, or finding a farmer who's growing his with organic matters, you're in trouble.
Okay.
You're in trouble.
Okay, well, thanks. We're going to take a quick break for a moment, and when we return from this break, we wanted to go into now radiation and thyroid function. And also into, you know, oral bioremediation as a result of, you know, as a response to these types of attacks. Okay, and we'll be right back with Dr. Scott Whitaker, the author of Medicine.
Welcome to AfricanImpressions.com. African Impressions is a black-owned business that offers products made by the global African community. African Impressions offers the finest in African-made jewelry, craft, clothing, and so much more. As the renaissance of the African community rapidly approaches, you need to add acquiring products crafted by members of the global African family to your repertoire of activities. We must rediscover more of our ancient cultural habits, which we struggle to regain, and incorporate them into our daily lives. Support African craftsmen and women by shopping at AfricanImpressions.com today. Hope to see you there.
Listen to Love in Black with Charles and Jolivet on the Tribal Family Station on blogtalkradio.com.
There we will share our experiences and our insights on marriage and love, sex, respect, and honor. We're on every Thursday evening on the Tribal Family Station.
According to Henry David Thoreau, a man is rich in proportion to the number of things that he can afford to let alone. With that in mind, we find our people locked in a permanent cycle of poverty, especially those who mistakenly believe that they somehow have arrived, only a paycheck from foreclosure. Although we find black incomes at an all-time high, we still lack wealth, and we also lack the understanding of the purpose of wealth, which is safety, growth, and security. But it's not hard to turn this around. It will first require us to take a look at the bigger picture, and also it will require us to stop flossing. We have to understand that that $10 that we waste every day equals $300 a month. The same $300 that you find yourself missing every month. The same $300 required for you to invest into your family, into your community, and into your nation. Please join us on Facebook, African Money.
Greetings, I'm Eric Teamer, host of Common Sense Conversations. Join me every Tuesday and Friday when I put common sense where it ain't so common. That's Common Sense Conversations every Tuesday and Friday, 6:30 Eastern, 5:30 Central, 3:30 Pacific. Common Sense Conversations on blogtalkradio.com.
Black in public, black out loud, and black on purpose. For some, it's where your deprogramming begins, and it's where others on the path come for fellowship. Come on in and kick your shoes off. Visit us at www.facebook.com/blackinpublic. Put your fist in the air, y'all, because we're going to keep it black.
And we're back with African Conversations with Dr. Scott Whitaker, the author of Medicine. We were discussing the radiation fallout from the Japanese Fukushima earthquake nuclear reactor incident. And he was just explaining how to take Irish moss and various other natural remedies to ameliorate the radiation damage to the thyroid. Dr. Whitaker, you were getting ready to explain to us more about radiation and thyroid function.
Yeah, the thyroid gland is probably the main gland that's affected the most from direct radiation, and the way we protect that is, of course, with foods high in iodine, because the thyroid loves iodine. And as mentioning the kelps, different seaweeds, black walnut, Irish moss, those herbs there, you can use those. There's a tincture called Lugol's that will give you, take one or two drops, and that gives you almost 50 milligrams of iodine. And then food-wise, I know during the terrorist bombing of Nagasaki and Hiroshima by the U.S. government, the residents there used a fermented product called miso, and those who had that in their systems during that time all survived without cancer from the radiation. So for those who like miso as a soup, you can consume that also on a weekly or daily basis.
Okay. Yeah, as I've eaten miso soup, I didn't realize it was so medicinal.
Oh, it's very powerful.
And the Russians or Ukrainians, when they had that Chernobyl situation, are you aware of any what remedies they used to ameliorate their radiation poisoning?
Oh yeah, the herbal, you know, they use the herbals very well in their society, and they also use the fermented miso. So that's I guess you say a common knowledge amongst the scientists who are involved with radiation protection. They know that the fermented miso is a good food to consume, because what it does is it cleates, it catches on, it catches the radiation or attaches to it and removes it from the body. Just like cilantro removes mercury from the body. So I tell everybody that when they have their green salads, put cilantro in their salad so that they're helping the body remove the mercury, because everybody who's had a tooth filling and supposedly got silver in their mouth, it's not silver, it's mercury. You have mercury throughout your body.
Mm-hmm. So I was thinking about the increased thyroid disorders in the American population and irradiated food. So we could probably go ahead and conclude or even speculate to some degree of accuracy that the radiated vegetables, the radiated water supply is contaminating or damaging the thyroid of tens of millions of people in this society.
Oh, it's no doubt. Just sitting in front of your computer all day, damaging your thyroid because that's radiation. So,
right.
You know, everybody get the protector screen for that. And, you know, if you have one of those jobs or systems where you have to be there 8 hours a day, I tell everybody at least every 2 hours, get up and move, go outside, stop getting, you know, hit 8 straight hours with the radiation.
Right.
Mix it up. So like I said, we're being attacked on from all levels: military industrial complex, medical industrial complex, and then you got the prison industrial complex.
Right, and I guess like again, in cases where people they finally develop the thyroid dysfunctional disease, hypo or hyperthyroidism, they can take any of those same compounds, herbals, plants, soups, and get that increased dosages incorporated as a regular part of their diet as a means of removing the radiation toxicity from the thyroid, the parathyroid gland.
No doubt. Also, you want to add the mineral selenium in there. You know, most of people will go and get their thyroids tested and get thyroid tests, and some people will get labeled hypo or hyper, and the one mineral that's missing in that conversion from T3 to T4 for the thyroid to produce thyroxin is the mineral selenium. So thereby includes selenium, which is also anti-radiation.
Wow. Now, see, this is... Now, I was just reading about... This is in keeping with what you're saying. I'm not making a tangent here. I was on the website drugrecalls.com, and they were talking about how these 10 manufacturers of diet pills were getting these so-called, this slap on the wrist warning, finger wagging from the FDA about the DMAA, this active ingredient in diet medication. And we're talking about thyroid activity that is the, it regulates thermogenesis of the body, temperature, fat burning. And here they out there pausing the people with DMAA when they could be giving them anti-radiation, you know, ingredients, and it would serve that function. And then, why, you know, instead of which that other that DMAA is, you know, killing people, but it's throwing out further destroying the function of the thyroid's ability to regulate the metabolic activity of the burning of fat as fuel.
Yeah, well, the diet pills, you gotta be real careful with that stuff, you know, especially if they're coming from a pharmaceutical company. You don't know what's in it, and it's something that's stimulating, and I'm sure it's affecting the liver. You know, if you want to burn fat, all you got to do is eat good fats, which is number one is coconut oil. and increase your workouts when you work hard for 30, and that'd be it. You don't need to do this long, hard, no pain, no gain type stuff. That's ridiculous. Also, you can do the sweat treatments like saunas and things like that. So, diet pills, you know, when they do stuff like that, if they have herbal companies in there getting a hand slap, you got to be real careful watching it, because all they're doing is slowly attacking the herbal industry when they do that.
Okay.
Oh, okay, we're gonna slap the diet pill guy on the wrist, but really what we're trying to do is we want to slap all y'all, and we'll use him as the example, so
right.
that you guys know that we watching you.
Yeah.
Okay? So, yeah, the FDA be acting like, you know, they out to protect the American people. That's nothing further from the truth. You know, the FDA stands for Federal Dummies Association, and they are in bed with pharmaceuticals big time. So there ain't no help coming from them.
Right. Now, the latest thing they're talking about these hypnotic drugs, that is sleep-inducing drugs, and they've been, BMJ Medical Journal, and has linked them to cancer. These things are carcinogens, increasing the incidence of death in patients. I mean,
oh, I bet.
This is like science fiction. What I'm saying, but science fact.
No doubt. Causing cancer, causing cardiac arrest, causing all the different respiratory issues. You know, what's them drinks, them Red Bulls and all that kind of stuff.
Energy drinks, high caffeine.
Yeah, the kids be drinking that stuff and they be dying, running down the court and all that. All that stuff's tied in.
But they just have, and now they got the new, they have them at the truck stop, they have these new sex stimulants now. Apparently, yeah, for male enhancing stimulants to performance. I saw them the other day. I almost fell out. I was like, this is insane.
Yeah. You know, America is so fixated on sex. So, you know, they're always pushing these weird products and all this stuff about man enhancements and enlargements and all this madness, women this and women that. You know, it's just ridiculous. How you spend all this advertising and marketing on this stuff and people going out and trying it and all this kind of stuff. That's why men were dying when they was taking Viagra, you know, heart attacks and blindness and all kind of things happening to them. And then they promote it and push it. Then you got the kids now, the teenage, I mean, coming out of grade, junior high with this stuff. And it's just really crazy.
It is. And it seems, you know, like there's no end to it. But hopefully, you know, we keep firing this information, this truth out, and we can bring these issues to greater awareness and bring more clarity to them. Because I think a lot of people may know something's wrong with it, don't know exactly what, so they ain't able to articulate to their friends, relatives, loved ones about, you know, how these things are actually damaging to them, and the death style called lifestyle associated with taking these substances in their bodies, you know, we can move that out of vogue, because we want, you know, this stuff to, you know, become, you know, where nobody will touch it. Like, we've made a lot of headway reducing like hair perm. I think somebody posted, some people have been posting pictures of on the internet about how hair perm products are like, they have them like for 99 cents, you know, they used to cost tens of dollars, you know, and now they're losing value because people have begun to take more critical notice of the effects of the lye-based you know, hair products. And
like the movie Good Hair, huh?
Yeah, yeah. It's shaping content. I mean, people are all moving away from we want them to feel bad about taking, not bad in a sense, just you know, guilty for the sake of it, but for knowing that, you know, this is damaging to your health. This is, you know, and you shouldn't do this to yourself.
Right.
You should think to try to appear like the people who have and captured you and brainwashed you, and enjoy and appreciate your natural appearance.
And stop financing Korean businesses, because that's who controls the whole black hair industry, is the Koreans.
That's right. They facilitate the importation and distribution of synthetic and natural hair taken from temples, from devotees in India. You know, they bring it over here and sell it to black folks so we can pretend that we're not ourselves and alienate ourselves. So I was going to ask you about this new melanated injections that some people of European descent have been photographed. They take some kind of injection, they turn black. They're getting black skin.
Mm.
Have you seen that?
No, it reminds me of that movie Soul Man, but they've been imitating us, you know, since the early years with the lip injections and butt injections and all kind of things, and they'll talk about us behind our back, but at the same time they want to look like us. So I'm not surprised about this melanin pill. But I'm sure it's going to have some devastating effects on the immune system and your liver.
Sure will. Yeah, it's going to be hard, but I'm going to see some pictures.
Send me that. I got to see that.
I want you to show it to everybody in Ethiopia, man.
Yeah, because they got the same problems out here with the tribalism with light skin, dark skin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they said, yeah, no doubt. Anyway, I'm telling you, anybody, any culture that has been introduced to white, not white, but Western idea, Western thought,
mm-hmm.
they're going to be affected racially, no doubt.
Right. I mean, I understand. That's how they come in, they take over, they start interbreeding, amalgamating, whatever, and then they appoint all of their bastard offspring as kings and queens and chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
They become the new aristocracy. So the skin complexion, the less melanated skin complexion becomes a badge of royalty.
No doubt.
That's how they do it.
That's how they do it.
You know? So we got to, you know, you got to be just be aware that's how it works. And right. Can you tell us more about how in your book Medicine, you know, people can learn more about the things that we're discussing here on the program, and how they can get your book and continue their journey of enlightenment and darkenment?
Yeah, Medicine, it's been 7 years now on the market. It's been a blessing. They'll learn so much in 400 plus pages. I would say more than what you would probably learn in 4 years of a college regarding your body and regarding how this whole thing was actually set up. This whole medical paradigm was set up. For one, not to cure anything. Two, make sure they get your money. And three, keep you coming to them, because when you have no knowledge of how your body works, you're going to go to somebody else to help you with that, which is a crime. By the age of 40, everybody in their home should be a physician, their own physician, by the age of 40. And the educational system was designed that you don't know about your body, so then therefore you have to go to them for your so-called ailments. The only time you ever need a doctor or a hospital is for emergency reasons. And emergency reasons is for car accidents, gunshot wounds, stabs, poisons, lacerations, burns, crisis medicine.
Right.
That's when you need to go to the emergency. So outside of that, you don't need to see one.
That's right. And some of those emergency crisis that you just listed, like poisoning, could be handled by a traditional, you know, medicine practitioner.
I haven't seen inside of a hospital other than visiting someone who was sick since 1988.
I know that's right, because staying out of the hospital is the best thing you can do if you can avoid it. I suffered a brown recluse bite the summer summer 2010. My wife, she kept my told her. It sounds to be why I told her. I said, hey, I'm not going to give these people $3,000-$4,000. I said,
exactly.
We know enough about, you know, natural traditional medicine. We've been studying these books for years, and, you know, we distribute certain, you know, herbal remedies and what have you. And I said, we're gonna put my life on the line. I'm not going to tell anybody to do this. And I said, so what we're going to do, we're going to find out how to get this thing. So what we did, you know, I was bitten on the hip, on my right hip. I didn't know it for about 2 weeks that it was a recluse bite. It was, I had this little lump. It didn't hurt, didn't itch. It just kept growing, and I was working on some auto repair work on my car, and eventually I got the stress of working on the car. It flared up. That's when the part of my immune system got weak, working out there in the sun, and I was becoming frustrated with the project. It incapacitated me. I was bedridden. I don't know if it was about, I know it was a week at least, but I threw the kitchen sink in it, threw charcoal.
That's right.
I threw chlorella, blue-green algae, kelp.
Right.
What else I took? I took a microplant powder, mullein. I mean,
you was
anything
it.
I could come
up with. You was on it.
Chaga.
There you go.
The chaga mushroom.
Yeah.
I put the chaga grew the tissue back.
Mmm.
The tissue.
That's cold right there.
That's
like papaya. Papaya had to do that, too.
Yeah, I had necrosis. The tissue died, and it was a hole in my side, and it had spread my lower extremities. I had to take the charcoal and whatnot internally, and the olive oil, and I had to put a pack of this compound all over. I had so many things in that compound. I can't think of everything I put in there really. And it was
what state are you in now?
I'm in Louisiana.
Louisiana. Oh, okay. I never spoke in Louisiana before. I need to come down there.
Yeah, you need to come down here. There are 10 species of the recluse spider, which I eventually learned. And I was bitten by the fiddleback. So I didn't have to deal with them doing the cutting my skin, and they do. I forgot what they do when they take these patches of skin and try to chase these wounds down all over your body. You gotta just go and take something that, like you said, binds to that venom, and it'll carry it out the body. That's it. I got it out.
Wow.
All for under $200.
There you go. Yeah.
So you know we can do it. That's a testimony for everybody out there that, you know. A lot of people are scared to face a life or death crisis. And the real fact of the matter is, just because you go to the hospital doesn't mean guarantee that you're going to survive.
Got that right.
You're not guaranteed to survive your hospital stay. So, you know.
No.
Right. So so you may as well invest in yourself, educate yourself, and hire people like Dr. Scott Whitaker, who's a naturopathic physician, who's experienced, board certified, and whomever else it may be available to you, to help you resolve these remedies without going into debt and losing your life and maiming yourself, at the hands of the allopathic medical cartel. So we thank you, exactly. Dr. Whitaker, for the time out of your busy schedule, and we applaud and commend you for the great work you're doing and sharing information with our brothers in Ethiopia, and we look forward to speaking with you again.
Okay, I appreciate it. Anytime. You guys
right.
Take care out there.
Okay, thank you, too. You're welcome.
All right.
Bye-bye. And thank you, our listening audience out here, for joining us today on African Conversation with your host, Charles Williams. And we'll be back in another week or so with a new interview and new conversation. We'll see you soon.
Smoky. Okay.